Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Time now for another edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is first-class information about what's going on. Ken and I have been talking back and forth about first class. So, yes, this is a first-class program. If I do say so myself, I've been having conversations with Ken for a long, long time, things that help all the listeners understand what's going on in the medical world, whether it be research, things that are being reported on by the various journals. Ken analyzes them. And
we were talking about upgrades, not first class. Upgrades.
Well, no, but upgrades, oftentimes you go from the back of the plane to the front of the plane, so it's okay. I'm happy with first class information, and that's what I think you provide here hands of all the people that help you as well at your clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mardura, Florida. Dr. Ken Kronos is handling patients every day of the week for 10, 12, 14 hours a day. He's there at your service. So you can access him any number of ways, but you got to call the office first, 352-735-1400. That's how to reach the office. So I don't want to confuse you, but you can also dial in questions to us, questions for Dr. Ken that we use later in the program, 855-999-DOUG or 855-999-3684 to either go on live with Ken when we do this program or when you are listening to the program, you can call that number and leave a question for Ken, and we'll get to it when we do our questions later in the hour. Right now, though, let's start with looking into what's going on in the gastrointestinal department, the way that our anatomy, that is the anatomy of your stomach, in a manner of speaking, and your colon, it's different. Did I see something recently? I'm going to ask this because I usually am like a lawyer. I ask a question because I know what the answer is. But in this case, I'm trying to remember whether we talked about the skin inside your body being sort of the same as the skin outside your body. I may have talked to Jack Stockwell about that, but I know I've addressed this in one way or another. So what is this report?
Yeah, that sounds like not a conversation with me.
Sounds like a Jack conversation.
You know how there's a journal just about of anything and everything in medicine these days?
Yeah, right.
And this comes out of what's called PeerJ or Peer Journal. And it's amazing what keeps people excited and occupied during the day, some researchers. But what we learned from some researchers is that dissections of a few dozen deceased individuals reveals striking differences, Doug, in gastrointestinal anatomy. Remember, the gastrointestinal tract is from literally the teeth, the throat, down to the esophagus, the stomach, to the small intestines, to the large intestines, your rectum, and then out, what you see coming out. I don't want to get too graphic, but that's basically the pathway of the gastrointestinal tract. And these investigators looked at organs after people deceased and surprisingly saw a lot of variation in what people have. Some livers were larger, some intestines and colons were longer. Crucial discrepancies were observed between men and women. And some organs were even located in the wrong place. So just interestingly how we're put together. We know from the heart, the circulation to the heart is like your fingerprints. There's a lot of variation. Look at your fingerprints. Look at someone else's fingerprints. Realize how different they are. In a lot of ways, we're the same, but in a lot of ways, we have uniqueness, special aspects of each one of us.
Yep. Fingerprints, notwithstanding, but other things that make you. And you know what? I know what's going on in the back of my head. I remember talking with Warren Eckstein, who's another contributor to the Good Day program, who does a weekend show as well, talking about dogs nose prints. And every dog has a different nose print. There are not two dogs that have ever lived that had the same nose print. So we can regale in the fact that whatever it is that has created us as beings has made us unique. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about here in a very different upfront way.
Have you ever tried to nose print your dog?
I have not, but I do. My nose goes to my dog's nose from time to time. It gets
that could
little,
be dangerous.
Oh, no, it's lovely. I love my little girl Daisy May. Yeah, that's right. Okay, there's some research being done on sports bras, and why would that be now? Maybe because we're getting into the good weather and. Women are trying to, there's not any reason for a man to wear this, I suppose, unless, well, sometimes we hear stories about men having breast cancer because their breast tissue is thick, but I don't guess that sports bras for men is a big thing, right?
Well, this was a study in female runners. I think, Doug, what you're talking about, there is something called gynecomastia where the breasts of men enlarge, but the breasts of men can. It's not as common as women can get breast cancer. But I think when we think of sports bras, this study would be done in women. This is published in Frontiers in Sports and Active Living. And this is a serious study. And what we learn is that a good sports bra provides more than sturdy support alone for female runners. The increased breast support, Doug, affects biomechanics in other parts of the body, and this new study shows that the right sports bra could actually boost a woman's running performance, both improve performance and reduce the risk of injury, playing a role in women's health. So this is something that is important. Women who especially are runners need to get the right one, the right fitted one, and it will help them perform better in their running and also keep them healthy longer.
Right. And so, do you remember when the first sports bra was developed? I don't remember.
You're older than me.
Not that much. Thanks a lot, pal. But I don't really remember when they first came into vogue. Was it an Olympic sort of thing? What was the cause? When did these things get developed? I'm not sure that's an important question, but just in my mind, I'm wondering.
I don't think I'm an expert in that area.
Not right. Okay. All right. So then we should move on. All right. Next up here is problems of intimacy that happen with couples and what that leads to. This is pretty disturbing, Ken.
It is, but it's something to be aware of with our friends, our family. This comes out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week, that one in five people who die by suicide actually experience intimate partner problems that included divorce, separation, arguments, and violence. So if you have family members or friends who are dealing with, be extra specially concerned and sensitive. Especially that older male living alone, going through a divorce, separation, arguments, and violence. This is the person who is especially high risk of committing suicide. And don't forget the kids. They're capable also. So this is something important for all of us to be aware of out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week.
All right, food for thought for sure. We continue. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. Now a reminder about how you can keep yourself in that healthy condition. Those of you who have gained weight, the discussion about Calitrin, not new to any of my programs. Go to the website, toploss.com. Check out some of the specials that are going on right now. If you're not familiar with the Calitrin, it's a product that's been on the market for almost 27 years that in the natural way, in the most positive way, helps you to lose weight and to keep it off. See, that's the key to it as far as I'm concerned. This is a flavorless powder, can be a flavorless, it's liquid or powder or capsules, but it's a mix of very positive things that are all natural, and that's the secret to Calitrin's success, I think. Well, there are a lot of secrets, maybe the staff that they have there, the way that people are handled, the way you can buy the product and gain so much so quickly by using it. Collagen, protein, digestive enzymes are the two most important the most important part of the product, if you will, the enzymes. It's a combination of things that help you repair and rebuild the lean muscle, which is what happens when you've lost a lot of weight. You got to muscle yourself up again, and that's one of the reasons to choose Calitrin. Use the discount code Doug when you go to toploss.com. Get free shipping as well. That's Doug at toploss.com. Doug Stephanie here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calitrin consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com or call us 833-TOP-LOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing unique to the Calitrin folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's dig around here. There are a lot of different, you're a cardiologist, and the people who come to you with late cardiology want cardiological and the cardiological advice and help. Circulation is all part of it, all of these things. And so each week when I'm looking around at some of the things that I would like to talk about with you and some of the things that you come up with, starting with this watch that you've given me, and I keep looking at it, and I'm remembering something that you said that I want to talk about a little bit more when we continue, and that's how many extra steps a day it takes to lower the risk of a heart attack or heart failure or a stroke, because it's really pretty amazing how little effort it actually takes to keep yourself healthy. It's almost impossible. Well, let's get into it in a moment, because I'm thinking, who doesn't do this? So the answer to that question coming up next. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug, I practice without a license. He's got a couple of them, so he kind of evens it all off. Here on Good Day Health, a reminder about our Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken. Recent conversations differentiating the type 1 and type 2 diabetes. That's made clear in this conversation. We also have one of the recent conversations focus on COVID variants now in some other countries. This is a way not to get everybody all worked up, but it is something going on worth talking about. And prostate cancer is one of our conversations made a little bit more information, making it clear what this is all about, what the prostate cancer problems that men are having, how they're changing, and how some aren't. Catch it all at Good Day Health Show podcast, available at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Now, it's Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. I alluded to the fact that with the watch, I'm becoming aware of how many steps I take a day, and it's in the thousands. But there is, according to a study that I saw, Ken, after you have piqued my interest, I've seen a number of things. Especially this is for seniors. All you have to walk is 500 additional daily steps, and that reduces your risk of heart trouble. I find that hard to believe.
Before you confuse anybody anymore, right, let me clarify the latest studies on walking and steps and preventing premature death, okay?
And help yourself.
Thank you. And what you're talking about is the latest in cardiovascular prevention, these wearables. People will see them in their Fitbits, and cardiologists are now giving out these FDA-approved medical devices. They look like an Apple Watch. They're not an Apple Watch, but they do so much more. And they collect the data on your app. It gets transmitted to the app on my phone. It's called remote patient monitoring. This is the cutting edge of cardiovascular prevention. And the insurers love this because it keeps you out of the emergency room. It keeps you out of the hospital. So it works for everybody. And Doug has his, I have mine, and it's just a wonderful way to lower your risk of having any of these issues. And what Doug is talking about, one of the features on the wearable that we're using is, and you probably have seen it on others, things, the Fitbits brought this to our attention initially, are these step counters. And what is the magic number that we should all be trying to get to each day? And it depends on your age. And what the most recent studies show, I think the agreement of multiple studies, is you look at age 60, and under the age of 60, if you want to reduce your risk of having a sudden bad issue cardiovascularly in the cardiovascular system, under age 60, you should try each day to get to 8,000 to 10,000 steps. For 60 and above, it's 6,000 to 8,000 steps per day. So ages less than 60, you're looking at 8,000 to 10,000. Ages 60 and above, you're looking at 6 to 8,000 steps per day. If you really haven't been in any exercise program, and you're just starting all this, talk to the doctor first, because we can't afford to lose a single listener.
No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So that's the update on that. Now, more on your heart. A lot of information this week. This next question comes from, and I think we kind of went down the street a few weeks ago talking about what leads to depression. What about your any psychosis and what protects you if you're getting into a bad place in terms of your mind? What do you do to help yourself? Because when you go down this road, you're vulnerable as all get out to heart disease, right?
Absolutely. There's an overwhelming link. If your heart is a problem, it makes the mental health worse. If the mental health is worse, it makes the heart worse. These two interchange. You got to get them both in optimal condition for both of them working optimally. But the news out of the European Heart Journal this week is that treating depression with talk therapy, I love treating depression with talk therapy and exercise if possible for many mild and even moderate depressions if the patient's not suicidal, very effective, hopefully avoiding if you can the drugs. But treating depression with talk therapy may provide protection against heart disease. As depression lifts, people may begin to engage more in healthy eating and exercise.
All right, so there it is. A word to the wise, as they say, is sufficient. A lot of other, there's a great deal of information about hearts and heart-related issues, blood pressure, and that sort of thing, and you can bet your bottom dollar we're going to get to that in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Trump attorney D. John Sauer.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
The special counsel attorney argued against absolute immunity. Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes in New York has been overturned due to an error by the judge who allowed testimony about alleged assaults not included in the charges. A cargo ship, the Balsa 94, has sailed through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago, halting maritime traffic. The ship sailing under a Panamanian flag is headed for St. John, Canada. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
Moving back into our focus on you and your health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I encourage you to call the office 352-735-1400 to make an appointment, whether you see Ken in person, which I recommend, or you can do telemedicine with him probably of an evening. He'll take the time to talk. If you need some advice and second opinion on things, he's the man to talk to. 352-735-1400. 1400. And as far as connecting here on Good Day Health, the number is 855-999-3684 to have questions for Dr. Ken. 855-999-3684. We're in the middle of talking about a lot of things from Ken's specific, his specialty is obviously the name of the clinic, Lake Cardiology, duh. He's a heart specialist, and so the AFib focus, this is something you talked to me about, I think, when you thought that I'd had a TIA. Maybe I'm wrong, but what's this business of reducing the risk of AFib and what else it happens to do from those people that study neurology?
Yes, this is cutting-edge information, Doug, that was delivered in your backyard just this week at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting in Boston. And the reason why this may have come up with you, when you had your episode in Massachusetts, initially the doctors in the ER thought you may have had a TIA. And many TIAs, these reversible strokes, where you think you're having a stroke and then shortly thereafter everything goes away and you're feeling fine. And many of these are due to rhythm problems. Atrial fibrillation, clots form in the heart. They go up to the brain and then clear. And it's usually the calm before the storm. It's not that it's all over. You have to be even more aggressive to avoid the big stroke. But what we learn in this study is that for people with abnormal heartbeats, atrial fibrillation, this is very common abnormal heart rhythm of the top of the heart, beating like a bag of worms. It's a problem of aging, and it's amazingly common. There's also an inherited component to it, not strictly, but somewhat. A procedure called catheter ablation. This is where we make these microscopic burns in the electrical system of the heart. This may do more than return the heart to normal rhythm. It may also ward off mental decline and dementia linked to atrial fibrillation. Interestingly, in this study that was reported, people who received catheter ablation in addition to medical management for atrial fibrillation, they'd be almost 40% less likely to develop cognitive impairment than those treated with drugs alone. So this is really dramatic, and it shows that this atrial fibrillation, which we are concerned about, weakening the heart, causing strokes, in between all that can actually lead to cognitive decline, the ability to think and remember. What we often think about is dementia. And often in the past, all we had were drugs to try and control this, but now in the modern era, we can make these microscopic burns, and the so-called electrophysiologist, which is a very specialized kind of cardiologist, does this. So if you're dealing with atrial fibrillation, you may want to talk to your heart doctors about the possibility of having catheter ablation, and it's no longer in the research arena. It really is being done more and more, and it's going to help a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of advances, but I do remember you talked to me about that. That's why I brought it back up again that way. All right, next item of interest from the cardiological point of view has to do with high blood pressure. And when you talk about tight control of high blood pressure, would you explain what that means before you tell us what it leads to, Ken?
Well, one of the ways of telling how each one of you, how old you are, not by remembering your date of birth, is but by remembering the earliest guidance the doctors told you what a good blood pressure was. Because this dramatically changes. I remember back in my early days in medicine, I don't want to date myself too much. We used to tell people the top number should be under 100 plus your age.
Yep.
And, you know, that goes back to the history of medicine. And for so long, we were telling people under 140 over 90 was ideal. And then more recently, the guideline has been 130 over 80. But now what we're talking about is tight control. And this comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network, open this week. And when high blood pressure is tightly controlled at less than 120 millimeters of mercury, there are fewer lesions in the brain's white matter. This significantly reduces the risk of stroke. The study used 140 millimeters of mercury for comparison. And again, the current guidelines use 130 as the standard of care. Very important. I need to remind everybody, blood pressure is very reactive. What we're talking now with these numbers, these are baseline numbers. These are when you've rested at least 5 to 10 minutes mentally and physically. One of the things I like about these wearables that we talked about that we give out, we also have an objective way to measure your mental physical stress using heart rate acceleration and heart rate variability. You have a single number, and you can actually measure your mental stress. So when you're measuring blood pressure, your mental stress must be low, your physical rest must be high, or you're going to get raised blood pressures. Blood pressure appropriately goes up with mental stress and with physical stress, and you just want to keep the mental stress low. But when you exercise, that's a healthy way of raising the blood pressure. It should go up, but not too high. The top number should go up no more than 40 points from rest to peak exercise, and that shows good conditioning. When it goes up much, much more, it shows that you're out of shape, and when it drops with exercise, that's when you need some serious cardiology attention.
All right. So
the bottom number will drop with exercise normally. Mm-hmm. When we're talking now, everything I just said refers to the top number, the systolic blood pressure.
All right. So you answered, I had a question as I was listening to you about how you control your blood pressure, and you explained it. One of the things, and I throw HIPAA to the wind here with your permission or my permission, my normal resting blood pressure is about 110 over 68 or 70, which I'm told is pretty good for a guy my age. Yeah. Now, that may be because I never smoked, I don't drink, I've never done drugs, and I get a lot of exercise, I'm moving all the time. No. So the other thing, though, that when I go to, I don't have much salt either, when I go to you or other places, when I've, you know, like run up a set of stairs to get to the office, my blood pressure goes up to like 130, but it normally stays at 72, 73. So the upper number goes up higher, but the lower number sort of stays standard. Is that normal?
Yes, and sometimes normally the lower number will go down. That's normal. Mm-hmm. And we just really focus on the top number when we're exercising and measuring all this. And it, again, from rest to peak exercise, it should go up no more than 40 points. That's good conditioning. And the top number definitely should not drop before you stop your exercising. And if your top number drops with exercise, please call your heart doctor.
Well, the other side of it is, how do you maintain tight control of your, if you have a 20 or 30 point difference, I guess that's okay, but if it's wild as you described there, then you go see the cardiologist, or is there something?
We're talking about tight control of resting blood pressure. So blood pressure is normally reactive to physical and mental activity. When we throw around these numbers as targets, what's the ideal blood pressure, that goes with a lot of fine print. And that's only at baseline. That's when you're rested physically for 5 to 10 minutes. You're mentally in your happy place, not stressed out. So that's the only time, unless you're not feeling well, is when you want to really get these blood pressure numbers to see if you are at guideline. And guideline right now is tight control, 120 over 80. Definitely you want to be under 140 over 90 when you're at full rest. And this is why getting blood pressures in the doctor's office can often be misleading, because of white coat, reactive hypertension, and why you need to do it yourself when you're in your happy place mentally and physically, and avoid being overly treated with medicines when it's all reactive high blood pressure. If it's essential high blood pressure, where the vessels are just too stiff and tight as we get older, that needs medication. But the high numbers that you get from reactive hypertension, from mental stress, that's the number that needs to be treated, not with the medications, but with lifestyle adjustments that lower the stress. That's why the watch, the wearable that we use, is so helpful, because once the blood pressure you see on your watch is elevated, the next thing you immediately look at is your mental stress number. And if your mental stress number is high, you know it's due to reactive hypertension. That doesn't need medications. It needs relaxation. If the mental stress is low and your blood pressure is high, that's due to essential high blood pressure. That's the one that needs the medication. And if you treat incorrectly, if you treat reactive hypertension with more medications, when you're relaxed, that's when you end up on the ground and you hate your medicines because they were inappropriately given to you.
Yeah, right. I had that experience with the stuff that I was given for the prostate stuff. It made me dizzy, so I just stopped taking it. But, yeah. All right, so this is Dr. Ken with more great advice. We'll continue.
Coming up in a few minutes also, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calotren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. Is this for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts. And that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. MyPillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love MyPillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The MyPillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of My Slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here to answer your questions. 855-999-3684 connects you to Ken and the question department. As a cardiologist, Ken, what does a flu diagnosis mean? If you have a heart problem, are you more at risk if you got the flu?
So, Doug, this is out of the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases in Copenhagen, Denmark, this week. And what they report is that people who get influenza, they could be six times more susceptible to having a heart attack in the days following a flu diagnosis. And this increase in heart attacks among patients diagnosed with influenza, I knew you were going to ask me, it's due to the inflammatory process that is created within the body when someone is fighting off the flu or other viral illnesses. And this inflammation in the body, it can make cholesterol plaques more vulnerable to rupture and blood more likely to clot. And this is the underlying mechanism of both heart attack and the strokes that are due to clots, the so-called ischemic stroke.
All right, next question has to do with what we're eating. I read a report this week about dietitians focusing on the various types of fried food and how it causes inflammation in your system, also weight gain. This is a hot topic, and I wonder how it's connected, the whole discussion of the issue of diet.
I noticed that there was some information about type 2 diabetes being linked to having too many bad carbs and too much meat. And especially if it's fried, it's got to be a no-no, right?
Absolutely. Processed food, fried food, those should be treats. You're not doing them for your health.
You're not doing, yeah. I think it's healthy. Every once in a while, I have fried clams. And they don't agree with me. I do it, and I know I'm going to have a problem afterwards and reach for some Balance 7 or something, but I love fried clams. And it does depend sometimes. I didn't know this before, but they can be cooked like anything else in a fryer in different kinds of fats. So there's some fats that you cook this stuff in, and I'd forgotten, frankly, the safflower. Well, no, if you're using olive oil, but I don't think they use those in the oilers when they are frying this food, right?
I doubt it.
So then what ties all of this together? Fried food and the fact that that'll lead to diabetes. They just eat too much of that stuff. It'll lead to all kinds of things. I mentioned inflammation, back to the gut issue, I guess, yeah?
Well, there are about 10 foods that are especially good at causing inflammation, and fried foods, deep fried foods is high up there on the list.
So if you're going into the Dairy Queen, or you go into wherever you go, I happen to like the Dairy Queen for lots of silly reasons. I don't go to McDonald's, and I don't like Burger King, and I don't go to Wendy's, but I will go to a Dairy Queen. And so I know that there are people in front of me, I'm watching them order their fried cheese, and thinking, what the heck are you doing to your body, because they're so high in fat. But people like it because, as Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, would say, if it tastes good, people are going to eat it. So you just have to be thinking, is moderation okay in this circumstance?
Just make them treats, not a steady diet.
Yeah. All right. So you don't want to have something fried every single day. I guess that's what you're saying.
Unless you have your affairs in order.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Here's a study that has a question attached to it. The American Association for Cancer Research says fewer Americans are aware that HPV causes cancer. Isn't there a vaccine that people can take now to avoid getting HPV?
There definitely is. It's a bit painful, and, you know, it has a lot of hot-button issues associated with it. But, yes, there definitely is. And this is what causes the virus that causes human papillomavirus, that causes cervical cancer, and there is a vaccine, and it's something you need to talk to the doctor about, especially teenage women, but also men are involved in this also. So this is a conversation with the pediatrician.
So is the issue the controversy about the age in which it's administered?
That's part of it. It's also a painful vaccine, and also the question of whether you're not. There's a lot of issues. You know,
yeah,
people,
sexual
like,
activity.
If I'm not sexually
right.
active, what do I need to take it? But
right.
We could spend the whole show talking about it.
Food for thought. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.